Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
In the newest Coen Brothers movie, Hail Caesar, Josh Brolin plays a faithful family man, a man who wrestles with guilt, even over the little sins, like sneaking cigarettes and lying to his wife about it.
How long since your last confession?
27 hours.
It's really too often. You're not that bad.
In fact, this post-war Hollywood executive, Eddie Mannix, whom Brolin plays, is quite good. Sure, he has to manipulate a gossip columnist or two. He has to deliver ransom money. He sometimes slaps a movie star, whatever it takes to get his movies made. But he is serious and responsible. And Josh Brolin joins us now from our studio in New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Robert.
I can't see you, so are you wearing a fedora right now?
I know, and I feel very out of place, I have to say.
This is really a decent character you play. He's based on a real-life Hollywood fixer of the same name, Eddie Mannix, who died in 1963. I gather the real-life character wasn't quite as upstanding as your character.
He wasn't, and I love that you said that because he's as pure as it gets. When you look at the real Eddie Mannix, and Eddie Mannix was, the real guy, was pretty ruthless, but this was more of like an amalgamation of Louis B. Mayer, and there was a PR guy, Harold Strickland. Mm-hmm. So he's a much more puritanical version of the kind of morbid characters of way back when.
Hail Caesar, which is a very funny movie, is a period piece. And I just wonder if you've found yourself having to explain to some younger moviegoers who Esther Williams, Busby Berkeley, or Herbert Marcuse, for that matter, were.
Yeah, to myself, too.
Uh-huh.
The Esther Williams films, I suddenly have become a fan of now. And I've really learned through the Coens to love the great cosmetic fodder of Esther Williams.
We should explain to the younger mystified listeners right now that Esther Williams made movies in which she swam a lot. And there was a lot of, this was before water ballet was an Olympic sport. It was what you saw Esther Williams do in the movies.
Exactly. And now Scarlett Johansson doing. Thank God.
Scarlett Johansson doing it. The movie immerses us into a Hollywood that's still in the grips of the studio system, a system that I guess you really never worked in.
But my father did.
Your father worked in it.
Yeah.
How do you appreciate the differences between Hollywood then and Hollywood now?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's much more corporate now. And I don't think there is the cultivation of a movie star per se. I mean, there were stories of Louis B. Mayer's secretary who actually found Clark Gable, and he had bad teeth and big ears, and Mayer didn't respond to him at all. And the secretary was the one that said, there's something, if we just put him in acting school and if we take, you know, fencing school, movement school, whatever it is, I think this guy's going to be the next big thing. And you don't really hear that very often. There's something about that time where you were cultivating a product that was called a movie star. And I don't know, something more mythological about it. It was fun. Even though it was totally controlled, totally manipulated, totally corrupt, and completely debaucherous.
There was another figure in the movies of the day, the cowboy actor, who in order to be an actor was also a singer and ideally could do rope tricks with a lariat, I guess. Yeah. There is an actor in this movie who does all that.
Yeah, Alden Emmerich.
Alden Emmerich.
Yes.
Learn to do rope tricks for this part.
Yeah, and with spaghetti.
That's right.
So the great thing about now is we'll never know whether he really learned that, whether it was a stunt rope, whether it was a digital rope.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Never know.
And you don't need to know. Why break the mystery?
What's it like working for the Coen brothers?
Oh, so boring. Most uneventful, nonplussed people you will ever spend time with. No, they're authentic. They haven't read the manual on how you should make movies or how you should act in public. Mm-hmm. They just do what they do.
You know, I was curious. In order to make a movie about a movie studio that's making movies, the Coen brothers for Hail Caesar have to have scenes with lots of Roman legionnaires who I don't think they're not computer generated. Legionnaires, are they? Or am I being naive?
Why would I ever tell you that?
I'm sorry.
Even if I knew.
It looked very expensive to me, you know?
It is very expensive.
It looked like a big budget film.
It's one of the greatest, biggest budgeted films since Star Wars in 1978. My prediction is this movie will make so much money, it will make people's heads spin.
Which is...
We brought in thousands and thousands of actual Romans from Rome to do this film. Everything you see is authentic and real, so don't question anything.
Josh Brolin, thanks for talking with us.
Robert, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Josh Brolin appears in the Coen Brothers' new movie, Hail Caesar.